Friends, welcome to Word on Fire Catholic Ministries. Word on Fire is an apostolate dedicated to the mission of evangelization, using media both old and new to share the faith on every continent and to facilitate an encounter with Christ and His Church. The efforts of Word on Fire engage the culture and bring the transformative power of God's Word where it is most needed. Today, we invite you to join Bishop Robert Barron as he preaches the gospel and shares the warmth and light of Christ with each one of us.
Peace be with you. Friends, our readings for this 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time, they're marvelous. They're about this theme that's so basic to the spiritual life, and the theme is detachment. I want to get into it, though, by referencing a song. I go on a lot of long car trips now in my diocese. So I go from Wisconsin to South Dakota. So I'm in the car a lot. And I listen to books on tape a lot. Books on tape. I'm dating myself. But I have, you know, my iPhone, and I'll ask for music. And so I'm a big, as you know, Bob Dylan fan. But after Bob Dylan, probably I like the Beatles the best. And a lot of classic rock, the Rolling Stones and the Who and Van Morrison. And, you know, that's my thing. Well, as you know, these machines, they learn our preferences. So she's listened to me, you know, asking for Beatles songs all the time. Now I find almost any time I ask for a song, the second or third one that comes up afterwards is George Harrison's song, All Things Must Pass. Now, of course, for the young kids, ask your grandparents about George Harrison, but he was one of the Beatles. And right after the Beatles broke up, Harrison comes out with this marvelous double album called All Things Must Pass. And the title song is born of his Hindu, interest. And it's about the evanescence of everything in the world. All things must pass. So, you know, the sunset doesn't last all evening. The nighttime doesn't last forever. And then the great chorus, all things must pass. All things must pass away. It's an interesting thing. I hear that song so often now. I've gone home to my home and I have my guitar. I'm not a great guitar player. I'm like a campfire guitar player, but I can play songs and chords. And so I looked up All Things Must Pass. And it's an interesting thing that as it goes into the chorus, which is a very singable chorus, but usually as you make that transition, it gives you a major chord that draws everybody in. Well, All Things Must Pass goes to a minor chord, to B minor, as it goes into the chorus, which gives it that kind of moody quality. All things must pass. All things must pass away. Look, almost every major philosopher, almost every major religious figure the world over has intuited this great truth about our world. Good, and yes, there are good things in it, but they don't last. They don't endure. Sunset, you know, a beautiful sunset lasts for a while. We exult in it, and then it's gone. Our meal that we're enjoying immensely, and we eat it with great pleasure, and in a couple of minutes, it's gone. A great conversation. You're with a friend and you're sharing your life at a deep level and you're just loving this conversation, finding it very interesting, wonderful. And then it's over. Maybe, you know, most poignantly, it's with a piece of music. The way music is structured, not like a sculpture that you can at least see for a long time. Music comes and it goes, doesn't it? I mean, the notes sort of flow past you. You're listening to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony or some marvelous thing. And then it's over. All things must pass. All things must pass away. That's life. Well, now, with George Harrison in mind, so those like me, old enough to remember George Harrison, but young people, ask Siri about it. She'll play it for you. With that in mind, look at our first reading from the marvelous book of Ecclesiastes. Vanity of vanities, says Koheleth. Vanity of vanities, all things are vanity. Koheleth, it's just Hebrew, means like the assemblyman, something like that. You could say the churchman, because kahal is something like church assembly. So this person, this Koheleth, he's been identified in the great tradition with King Solomon. someone who had it all. Think of Solomon, the wisest, richest, most powerful figure of his time. His conclusion, all things must pass. Vanity of vanities. The Hebrew behind vanity there is very interesting. It's the word hebel. Hebel means something like wind or even like bubble. It sort of sounds like bubble, hebel, bubble. All things are like a bubble. Think of a bubble. And as it's floating there, and he goes, hey, that's beautiful. Look at that. And sometimes, you know, colors kind of play on a bubble. And then, like that, it's gone. All things pass away. All things pass away. Listen, as he, much of the book of Qoheleth is simply specifying this idea, giving example upon example. But listen to some of them. Here's one who's labored with wisdom and knowledge and skill, and yet to another who's not labored over it, he must leave his property. So think of someone whose whole life has been about property and riches, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to get up early, and I go to bed late, and I'm going to do whatever I can to get the biggest house and the most money. And then what? Your life, it's over, the psalmist says, like a sigh. I'm right, aren't I? Anyone old enough, you know that. Your life's over like a sigh. And you've spent all this time and energy, and what happens to all that stuff you piled up? It goes to someone who maybe never worked a day in his life. It's inherited by someone that you don't even know. All things must pass. All things must pass away. What profit comes to man from all the toil and anxiety of heart with which he's labored under the sun? All his days are sorrow and grief. At night, his mind is not at rest. This also is vanity. I can think of all the things that we think about and worry about and fret about, and we're plotting and planning and trying to get this and get that and wealth and honor, and people will think highly of me, and I'm going to do everything I can to get that reward, and I don't want people thinking highly of that guy. I want them thinking highly of me, and so I fret and I worry. And what? All things must pass. All things must pass away. Vanity of vanity, bubble of bubbles, everything's like a bubble. Okay, so you say, well, am I left in sort of despair now? So what's the point? Life just seems like it doesn't mean anything. No. Listen now to St. Paul. This is our second reading, Paul to the Colossians. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. Okay, now, just to be really clear about this, this is not some despairing flight from the world spirituality. This is not to say, well, this life is just a waste of time, forget about it, and let's get up to heaven as soon as we can. No, we're playing a much more subtle game here. We're not saying everything in this world is bad. No. What we're saying is nothing in this world finally lasts. Therefore what? Two things. Wear this world lightly. It doesn't mean disdain it or hate it. It means don't cling to it. Don't think it's going to make you happy, because it's just like one of those, you know, those cottonwood seeds that float through the air. And if you try to grab it, the very act of grabbing will push it away from you. So if you grasp at this world, it'll turn to dust in your fingers. Appreciate it. Love it. See that sunset that George Harrison sings about. Look at it. Take it in. Beautiful, beautiful, love it. But then let go of it. That's not your ultimate happiness. The house that you live in, that you've labored for, good, enjoy it. Don't cling to it. Those honors that people give you, yeah, they're nice. Enjoy it, you know, for the moment, and then forget about it. Where should your eyes be fixed? Where should the eyes of your soul be fixed? Again, listen. If you were raised with Christ, seek what is above. Now, what's above? That means the realm of God. That means the good things of heaven. That means the permanent things. Following the will of God, that's where you should have your soul directed. Remember last week, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Keep yourself aligned. Put your will within the context of God's will. Keep your heart fixed above. Then you can take in this world with the proper attitude. Not clinging to it desperately. No, because you know your treasure's in heaven. Your ultimate goal is union with God, and God does not pass away. God does not change. God is not evanescent. So fix your heart on God, and then you can let go of this world in the proper attitude. Now, with all that in mind, let's look briefly at the gospel, Jesus' great parable. He told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, what shall I do? I don't have space to store my harvest. So there's a guy, very successful. We'd say today, you know, he's a private equity investor who just made tons and tons of money, and he's got homes and cars and vacation homes and all that. What will I do? I know, I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. There I shall store all my grain and all the goods and say to myself, you've got many good things stored up for years to come. Eat, drink, and be merry. Okay. See, it's an image of somebody who's clinging desperately to this world, who's going to find his satisfaction in all the things that he possesses. And, you know, I'll just build a bigger barn, and there'll be more and more room, and I'll never run out. Think of someone, say, a billionaire. I couldn't spend all this money in a lifetime. I got everything I need. All things must pass. Listen, but God said to him, you fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you prepared, to whom will they belong? There it is. Yeah, my whole life's been about storing up all the goods of the world. Yeah, but man, tonight, you're going to die. All of it's gone. All of it will fall into someone else's hands, someone that you don't even know, maybe. Listen now. Thus it will be for all who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Now, let's get down to brass tacks as I close. What matters to God? Love. God is love, right? Heaven is the place where love obtains radically. That's what heaven means. What lasts? I'll quote Cardinal George again here. The only things we take with us into heaven are the things we've given away on earth. He doesn't mean like, okay, if I give away all these cars and houses, and so I'll have them in heaven. What he means is it's that attitude of giving away. That's the substance of heaven. There are three things that last, right? St. Paul said. And that's what we want. All things must pass in this world. Okay, so what lasts? Paul says three things: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Why? Because in heaven, I don't need faith. I'll see. I don't need hope because I've realized my goal. But what will last? Love. Love is what heaven is. And so look up George Harrison's song. Listen to it. Read the book of Kohelet. They're making the same point. And then say, all right, so what does last? Love. The things of heaven. What is above, not what's here on earth. Keep the eyes of your soul fixed there, and you'll find the treasure you're looking for. And God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this week's homily from Bishop Robert Barron. For more resources from Bishop Barron, please visit wordonfire.org.